I've never been to one.
Okay, in the spirit of moving forward towards an early adjournment, we're at item 18, 2012 through 2015, Black Bear Seasons and Regulations, Rule Action. Dr. Martorello.
I'll start with 232-28-288, Black Bear Seasons and Regulations. This is our objectives in our game management plan. It's to harvest at least 800 to 1,200 bears. And then we have three parameters that we'd like to be with in between for acceptable harvest. That's percent female in the harvest, median age of harvested females, and median age of harvested males. We covered those for a majority of the areas last month. Our statewide fall bear harvest has been increasing. We are meeting the objective of at least 800 to 1,200 bears in the harvest. And there is quite a bit of variability around the harvest, and it's usually tied to weather patterns and the resulting food availability, berry crops, and those kinds of things. On the spring, I'll talk about spring after the fall season, but same trajectory, we're slowly increasing our spring bear hunt opportunity and spring bear harvest. We have 9 black bear managements around the state. We're meeting our objectives in all of those. There are 2 areas, the Northeastern Black Bear Management Unit, number 7 here, and the South Cascades Black Bear Management Unit, number 4 there, that you've heard me use the term, we're kind of on the bubble in terms of we're just at that crest where we're getting outside of our thresholds in our game management plan. We made some adjustments 2 years ago, the commission did, and we're starting to see response. And so one of the things we talked about last month, this is, I'm just going to show this one. This is Northeastern Washington, and really what we're, when I say we're on the bubble, is the blue bars are, this is the median age of harvested females. We'd like that to be within this gray band up here, and you can see those blue bars, the trend. And so that's what I'm terming on the bubble. There are 2 areas, as I said, Northeastern and South Cascades, where we're in that situation. So we're recommending status quo in terms of our fall black bear seasons, with one exception, and that is it's in your notebooks, is a calendar adjustment. For the past 3 years, these areas that have a season that opens up in the middle of August, it's been a calendar date, the 16th or the 17th or the 18th. We just wanted to maintain that so that it's just the middle of the month. And so rather than changing days, it's just for the next 3 years, it'll be the 15th every year. So our recommendation for fall bear season is the status quo with that calendar date adjustment. Switching gears now to spring seasons. Everywhere highlighted in black here are our GMUs where we have spring seasons. Won't go into a lot of detail here, recognizing that all the ones on the western part of the state are for tree damage purposes. All the ones on the eastern part of the state are to distribute harvest, manage nuisance and damage kinds of things, and reduce female take. There's been a lot of interest in increasing spring bear harvest here in the northeastern Washington A area. So I've highlighted that here and giving you a snapshot of how many permits that we've had in the harvest and the success rate. This is now for all of eastern Washington, the Blue Mountains and northeastern Washington. Started out with just the Blue Mountains. In 2007, we added permits in northeastern Washington. You see the permit level adjustments that we've done, the number of bears that have been harvested, success rate. It's kind of hard to see any patterns there. I'll get to a slide in a minute that shows that as a graph. Our recommendation for spring bear is status quo. I have a couple changes for you. One is that's in your notebook right now in the western Washington. One of the areas, one of the timber company has been bought out by another, so I'm just doing a name update. This is a floor change. The Lincoln GMU 501, which is Weyerhaeuser land, they currently have a spring bear hunt. They opted out, and then a few weeks later wandered back in, and so this ends up being a floor change, but it's status quo for what we're currently doing right now. So no change in terms of what we've done the last 3 years, but to get them back in the whack, it's a floor change. The last floor change I have is 2 of the GMUs in northeastern Washington. There's been a lot of discussion about more spring bear hunt opportunity in northeastern Washington. So we're recommending increasing the permit levels in those two GMUs from 25 to 50 in GMU 117, and in GMU 121, increasing the permit level from 25 to 50. I'm going to show that graph now of kind of what you can expect. Here's the number of, I don't have two pointers here. Let me do my mouse, because I see the director looking and not see what I'm pointing at. So here is the number of permits across the bottom, the number of bears harvested on the Y, and I fit a line to the data, which is all the green points that, you know, generally it's about a 13 to 18% success rate. The commission last year increased the spring bear hunt opportunity in northeastern Washington a little bit. That's the current, or by a few permits. That's the current spring season that opens up tomorrow. And so we can expect, without any commission change today, that this is the number of permits out there and likely going to harvest just about 45 to 50 bears. With the recommendation that I provided to you today, with the floor change for an additional 50 permits, that puts us up at this spot where they're likely going to harvest about 10 more animals. So probably not a population impact. It's from the discussion about maybe some more spring bear hunt opportunity in northeastern Washington, and potentially, and a caveat here, some ancillary effects to deer fawns and survival rates. We do not measure that. We can't tell you that by increasing these spring bear permits that there'll be more fawns that survive, but there is that potential. Mm-hmm. That's our recommendation for fall and spring bear seasons.
Questions? Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just more of a comment. When you're talking about the reasons, in your introductory comments about the reason for spring bear hunts, you did mention nuisance bears. And to me, that doesn't actually register correctly, since we're not targeting nuisance bears with these spring permits. At least that's my understanding. It's more just in the woods hunting.
That's correct. It's. I wish I had some firmer evidence for you. Springtime is a time, though, it depends on the year and the food availability, where you do see a lot of nuisance activity and wandering bears outside of areas where you'd normally suspect to see bears. And we see that on the west side every year. And so even in northeastern Washington, there are those springs where food availability is low, and it looks like bears are coming out from the woodwork. And so these permits are helped to try to help address that, the need that we have for responding to those and bears and garbage cans and bears in fields and things that they would, places they would normally not be. So from that regard, it does have some additive benefit to be able to respond and deal, the agency response to all those kinds of bear complaints and encounters in the springtime. And so there is that value there.
But the quota we're putting out for the spring isn't targeting nuisance bears per se.
That's correct.
Commissioner Smith?
Just a quick question, Donnie. The success rate showed like between 12 and 16 or 17%. Do you know if that's comparable to Idaho or Montana, or are we in the success rate ballgame?
It all depends on the hunting methods. In those states, they use dogs and use bait, so success rate is quite a bit higher. We've kind of plowed our own ground there. This is without dogs and without bait, and so success rate is quite a bit lower.
Well, do you know what theirs would be, the success rate?
I do not. I'd have to get back to you on that.
That's fine. Thanks.
Commissioner Duvia?
Thanks, Madam Chair. The spring bear season, I think, is we're still struggling with a 50% plus or minus whitetail population, and we have a new friend in the block as well. And so we think if we have some more spring hunter participation, we can maybe at least push the black bear off the fawn rate. And we're also trying to increase the elk population, and their calving rate is most heavily impacted by the black bear. So I think this getting more people to participate, the main benefit would just be the fact that we're out there, and probably will push them back off these calving and spawning areas is the intent. I don't think it's going to have a significant impact on take. It's just going to be other benefits to us.
Commissioner Perry?
Thank you. I had a couple of things. Again, I won't say much on this, but you mentioned cooperation with other entities that are within the department that are trying to manage the elk and deer, particularly white-tailed deer. You indicated that there was considerable cooperation going to happen and so forth. But again, I really encourage that. The other thing I was wondering about, and I think there's been, I think that was presented on at another time, but on the spring bear hunts, does the department offer any training or literature and so forth to how to identify a male bear relative to a female bear for that season? Because there is quite a bit of concern about killing the females.
Good comment, question. We do. For all the spring bear hunts are by permit, and so one of the advantages we have there is requiring them to conduct a training, and so we have those training materials online that they visit and or we mail those to them, and it covers trying to identify the sex, urges them to take a second look and to take time before they harvest to avoid shooting any females that have cubs, and on the western side, teaching them how to identify tree damage and all those kinds of things. We've also recently posted online a grizzly bear black bear ID test that is out there now. So there is a training component that we provide to everybody that has a spring bear tag.
Thank you.
Very good. Other comments? Commissioner Duvia, ready?
Might need some procedure help here, Madam Chair. I think I would move to amend WAC 232-28-286 and WAC 232-28-288 as proposed and amended.
Second that.
Wait,
to,
there's a
to
little
be,
more.
Sorry. To be effective June 16th, 2012.
Okay, the motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
I would second that.
Commissioner Perry has seconded the motion to amend WAC 232-28-286, 232-28-288 as proposed and amended to be effective June 16th, 2012. Further discussion? Director Anderson?
Just to be clear, the amendment that's referenced in the motion is the floor amendment that was referenced in the staff presentation.
The floor amendment. Okay. No further discussion? Commissioner Perry?
Yeah, I just had one question on that amendment. You said that it was mainly Weyerhaeuser land and they opted out and then opted back in. What does that mean? They would, when they opt out, that would mean they close their lands to any bear hunting? Is that what you meant by that?
Not to bear removal, but to by spring bear hunters. Weyerhaeuser and GMU 501 has had that spring bear hunt for 2 years. Early indications for them were that they wanted to steer towards using depredation permits and maybe the feeding program. More recent discussions, they said, no, we'd like to stay in the program. So they opted back in.
Thank you.
Okay. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donnie.